answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
There is a very real possibility that in the next 6 months, the regimes in Iran, in Venezuela, and Cuba will all fall. There is a real possibility that Iran, Venezuela, and Cuba will all democratically elect new leaders, and instead of fomenting violence, fomenting attacks on America, instead of waging war on America, there is a real chance in the next 6 months that the people of those three countries will elect leaders who embrace freedom and free enterprise and who want to stand with America. And I got to say, if that happens, it is difficult to think of anything more consequential. You have to go back to the fall of the Berlin Wall and to America winning the Cold War without firing a shot to find a time as pivotal as where we are right now.
And it is a pivotal time. As we had mentioned the other day, the fall of the Berlin Wall signified a new detente. The issue with Iran is not just Iran, but all of its proxies around the globe that are still hell-bent on jihadism, even if they don't get funding from Iran. This is not just a nation we'd be at war with. It's all of its minions and its idiocies. And I have to tell you, some of them exist in this country, and some of them call themselves Americans. Shameful. They don't care about America. They've already made it clear, and many of them said, we will take over your nation. We will have more children born than you are having born, and therefore we will outnumber you in the next elections. There have already been numerous reports of China, once again, beginning to step up its tourism industry for pregnant women, and Russia doing the same, trying to send them into the U.S. so they can have their child born in our nation. So then they can later vote, and they can also bring their parents and others in as relatives. But this war right now, as Ted Cruz is describing it, it is a pivotal time. It is very possible. You get Iran under control. You get Venezuela under control. The other hot spots, we're going to need a lot of help from God, a lot of prayer, believe me. Thanks for joining us, hour number one, Larry Connors USA. Here we are on January 21, 2026. We're here for you every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. How do you do that? You go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Larry Connors USA Rumble, or Facebook. We've had some problems on our Rumble feed, but you can always go to Larry Connors USA Facebook. And if you miss any part of any program, let me remind you, they're always available on a podcast. Podcast anywhere you want to go. We prefer and like you to use Newstalk STL or LarryConnorsUSA.com or Larry Connors USA Facebook. But we don't tell you how to do it. You make the decision. We're all about your personal freedom here. And I will remind you, with Larry Connors USA, in every program, you're going to come away with more knowledge than you have right now. We are going to give you news, analysis, opinion, and education. In our next hour, do you remember? I don't know that she remembers, but We have long memories, and we have the tapes. Do you remember when California Senator Feinstein, not Pelosi, Senator Feinstein, was against illegal mass immigration? Yeah, she was. And you know the reason she was against it? The exact same damn reason we have been against it. But at that point, in the 70s, she thought, We can't allow this to happen. Well, then why didn't you help stop it instead of join the Me Too crowd as it moved forward? That's coming up in our next hour. And later this hour, this new plan for Israel and Hamas to have a peace and a governing body overseeing that area, it's already hitting some snags. I've got an expert coming up to tell us what he sees is going on and what could happen next. And our story behind the story, our new feature for the 6 o'clock report. I hear from a lot of you. You love the stories, and you keep feeding me ideas. Believe me, I'm always welcome to ideas. I appreciate it. But I have reams and reams of stories I can bring up, either that I was directly involved in or that were important to you in the city area, the county, the state, our nation, and are those that just are so interesting they deserve to be told. The story behind the story today, the deadly crash that took place in 1943, the mayor of St. Louis and others killed in a glider plane crash at Lambert. We'll have that story later. All right, back to Ted Cruz and dealing with Iran. Let's pick up where he left off and saying, we have an opportunity here.
Iran for 50 years has been the world's leading sponsor of terrorism. They have paid for and funded 90% of the funding of Hamas comes from Iran. 90% of the funding for Hezbollah comes from Iran. Iran funds terrorists all across the globe, including sending terrorists to, among other places, Venezuela and targeting Americans. Right now, there are over a million Iranians that are showing unbelievable courage, standing up against this tyrannical regime. And I got to say, President Trump, I think, has been very strong in telling the regime, number one, we stand with the people. Do not target, do not murder the protesters. Telling the protesters, America stands with you. And I got to say, just in the last 2 days, a really important step occurred where President Trump came out unequivocally and said, it is time for new leadership in Iran. Yes. It is time for the Ayatollah Khamenei, his religious dictatorship, to end. I think that's massively important.
It is. And those are the remarks as recorded by Axios publication over the weekend. Axios is I don't just say left-leaning, they are solidly blue. But when they put that statement out, I think they put it out because they thought, see, he's going to create a war. And that also brings us to Greenland, which I'll get to in a moment. But before we leave the issue with Iran, mark this. Mark this right now. Here we are, January 21, 2026. And we're in the midst of this issue with Iran. And, of course, Ukraine and Russia and China. But if you go back in time, you see where we not only misstepped, we walked away from a possible solution at that time. Senator Ted Cruz.
The reason that President Trump ordered a B-2 attack on Iran's nuclear facilities is he made the right decision as commander-in-chief, that if that theocratic dictator got nuclear weapons, the odds were unacceptable that he would use nuclear weapons to murder thousands or even millions of Americans. That was the single most important foreign policy decision the president has made this second term. And when it comes to the protest, I think what is most important is making clear that America is with the people. Contrast this to 2009. 2009, you had the so-called Green Revolution in Iran. The Iranian people were rising up there. But Barack Obama made a very different decision. He was a new president. He decided that America stands with the regime, stands with the Ayatollah, and they discouraged the protests, and we wasted that opportunity. Right now, the president has made clear, he made clear to the Ayatollah, if you are murdering the protesters, you will pay the price. He called on the Iranian people, make a list of everyone engaged in acts of violence. Look, that is powerful because it causes the IRGC members, the soldiers, to pause and think before they carry out those murders.
Yeah, maybe they will pause and think. because they don't want to be on the list. Quite honestly, they're being ordered to kill their own countrymen. And some might be friends, some might be relatives. They don't want to carry those orders out, but if they don't carry them out, they will be summarily executed. But we missed the opportunity when Obama sided with the Iran regime at that point, after they'd taken over our embassy and turned to deal with the great Satan, which would be the USA. President Trump is, of course, at the Davos Economic Summit. He did push in his talks about more for Greenland in one way or another to be part of our national security long range.
All the United States is asking for is a place called Greenland, where we already had it as a trustee, but respectfully returned it back to Denmark not long ago after we defeated the Germans, the Japanese, the Italians, and others in World War II. We gave it back to them. We were a powerful force then, but we are a much more powerful force now after I rebuilt the military in my first term and continue to do so today. We have a budget of $1.5 trillion. We're bringing back battleships.
The battleships, so much more powerful than we had in the past. Now, here's the situation. If you look at the left-stream media and how they're treating this, they're trying to show that Trump is wishy-washy, and here's where they're going. First of all, they were wanting to make him a hawk. He's going to invade Greenland. And if they won't sell, he'll just take it over anyway. That was one position. Now they're quick to point out that during his Davos speech, and I'm quoting from ABC News on their headline, Trump rules out using military force to acquire Greenland. He was never going to use military force to take over Greenland. Never. But they wanted you to think that. So they troll everyone out there who will bite into it. But now they have to admit, Trump, even in speaking at Davos, we're not going to use military force. We believe you'll come to an understanding that's going to be better for all of you. Now let me give you a couple more headlines real quick so you have a perspective on this stuff. The New York Times. This is the kind of example of crass, stupid, ignorant, false, fake reporting. If Joe Biden had made this statement, they would gloss right over it. They would just, oh, it's a little hiccup, just a little confusion. What they have on their headline, Trump appears to confuse Iceland and Greenland. I'm not going to bother reading the article. I know what happened. He accidentally said Iceland when he meant Greenland, or the other way around. Have you never done anything like that? Do you have kids? Have you tried to call one of your kids to come to you, and you got five kids, and you go through every kid's name except for the last one, the one you wanted? You might even go through the dog's name. You may be calling for your wife to come join you, and you go through all the kids' names and the dog's name, and the wife shows up and says, my name is Janet. Put you in your place. But we all do that. But the New York Times thinks that's headline material. He appears to confuse Iceland and Greenland. But again, they had to admit he's calling for immediate negotiations on Greenland and ruling out using force. He also made a point, NATO, who has been summoning all their people and saying, we need to be aware of this. He's going to destroy NATO. Trump is back in their face.
So what we have gotten out of NATO is nothing except to protect Europe from the Soviet Union and now Russia. I mean, we've helped them for so many years. We've never gotten anything except we pay for NATO. And we paid for many years until I came along. We paid for, in my opinion, 100% of NATO because they weren't paying their bills. And all we're asking for is to get Greenland, including right title and ownership, because you need the ownership to defend it. You can't defend it on a lease. Number one, legally, it's not defensible that way, totally. And number two, psychologically, who the hell wants to defend a license agreement or a lease, which is a large piece of ice in the middle of the ocean where, if there is a war, much of the action will take place on that piece of ice. Think of it. Those missiles would be flying right over the center of that piece of ice. All we want from Denmark for national and international security and to keep our very energetic and dangerous potential enemies at bay is this land on which we're going to build the greatest golden dome ever built.
Ever built. Ever built. And in those remarks, you heard him mention Iceland, and I'm pretty sure that's where the New York Times, we got him. We got him. Look at him. He doesn't even know the difference between Iceland and Greenland. Don't buy into this nonsense. I have more I want to get to in the second hour dealing with what's happening with Iran. I've got a couple of pieces I still want to share. One is analysts are warning the Iran crisis carries potential nuclear risk, and they want to tell you what you should know about it. I think that's certainly possible. I'm looking at a piece from The Guardian, a reporter saying, I'm in Iran watching the protest, desperate for change, but I don't believe it's going to happen. We will get to those stories in dealing with Iran as well in our next hour. You can't miss any part of Larry Connors USA because we continue to jam it with education every step of the way. Coming up, the issue that exists right now and trying to who's going to control Gaza and deal with it effectively. Kenneth Abramovich will be joining us. And he's saying this decision-making going on right now involving Israel and Gaza and Hamas is a little shaky. And in fact, Israel admits it's a little shaky. Well, how shaky is that? We're going to find out when Kenneth joins us in our next segment. And then before the hour is over, the story behind the story. When the mayor of New York, rather of St. Louis, and others died in a plane crash. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. The best thing I ever did for my neck and back pain was go to Esquire Sports Medicine. Dr. Draghi and his staff can take care of those pains. If they can't, they'll refer you to a specialist. And when you're hurting, you don't want to wait. So often with Dr. Draghi and Esquire Sports Medicine, you're treated within 24 hours. For any joint or muscle pain, contact my doctor, Dr. Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine, on Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John, Bill and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Bill. John Bill Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Well, as we have been watching for some time, ever since October 7, when Israel was invaded by Hamas terrorists, and 2,000 of their citizens killed, captured, raped, tortured, held prisoner. And now that's come to an end, and yet, the hate, the animosity is still there. And so Trump had been trying to find a way to find some resolution. We have a resolution, but it's a little shaky. Joining us now, Kenneth Abramowitz. He is author of The Multi-Front War, Defending America from Political Islam, China, Russia, Pandemic, Racial Strife. My God, Ken, I don't know how many more things we could stand. Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. Happy to be with you.
I want to get into immediately. I'm seeing from the Jerusalem Post, Israel is pushing back, suggesting Gaza becoming a testing ground for an emerging post-war governance analysis, and that perhaps it is not going to be beneficial to Israel. Your take?
Well, there's basically, to make it simple, I suppose, two things that are going to happen. Hamas is going to be disarmed, or it's not going to be disarmed. Yeah. So if it's going to be disarmed, which is in the agreement, the only people capable of disarming it is Israel and the Israel Defense Force.
Well, yeah. Let's clarify that. Again, when you say disarm, they're talking about being dismissed. It won't exist. Is that what they're trying to say by the word disarmed?
Well, disarm, there's a few ways to disarm somebody. Yeah. One is to kill them.
Yeah, yeah.
One is to export them. And one is to incarcerate them. Those are basically the three choices you have.
Well, may I add, if it deals with something like that with our Congress, I'm willing to go with a part of that for our Congress members. Some of them, go ahead.
Sure, I don't blame you. But I have an expression in the Middle East. Whatever the problem is, there's no non-military solution to this problem.
Wow, and that nailed it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like being in a jungle full of animals, and the animals pretend to speak English and say, I want to eat you. And I come in and they say, there's no non-military solution to this problem. The lion's going to eat you, or you shoot the lion. Pick one. You know,
Or you sacrifice one of your own so the lion won't be hungry for a while. Now, the finance minister.
For a while, till tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, till tomorrow. The finance minister, I'm understanding, again, from the Jerusalem Post, is criticizing Trump's Gaza plan and is calling for Israel to take full control of the Gaza Strip and impose a military rule. What's your thought?
Well, then again, there's a few choices there. Number one, Israel should be asked by President Trump to take over Gaza. That's number one. Number two, after you can take over Gaza, now what are you supposed to do with it? Well, there's a few choices, but to make it simple, two choices. One is push the people out. Mm-hmm. They don't deserve to live there anymore. They committed genocide against Israel. They killed 1,200 people on October 7th. They lost their right to live in Gaza. That's one theory. The second theory is, okay, we'll encourage them, not push them, not force them, but some will leave, and there's 1.5 million people. Let's just pretend half leave and half stay. Now, what are you going to do with the half that stay? Well, who should manage them? Should it be managed by the Arab countries? Should it be managed by Israel? Should it be managed by America? It's a can of worms.
Well, let's break that down. Let me break that down very quickly. If they're going to be managed by the Arab countries, a lot of the Arab countries don't want them.
Well, but I'm talking about keeping them in Gaza. For the ones who are in Gaza, you're right. They don't want them to leave Gaza because they don't want them in their country.
Right.
But however many stay in Gaza, who's going to manage those people? And the only people capable of managing them is Israel.
Well,
now it's expensive and it's dangerous, but Israel would do it if they have to do it. Well, if the Arab countries come in and manage it, then you have a war all over again at a later date.
we just get a new calendar, right? Now one of the things they're talking about is a Palestinian technocratic governing committee tasked with administering Gaza's internal affairs. This one, I don't know where they came up with this. An international oversight panel known as President Donald Trump's Board of Peace.
I mean, it all sounds good, but how do you manage people who hate you, people who are in a permanent state of war? By the way, this war has been going on for 1,400 years, since the year 630, when Muhammad and his followers decided to take over the world and kill all the Christians, Jews, and Hindus. So we're fighting a 1,400-year war. So just because you have someone with a T-shirt that says technocrat in it and put him in an office and put a tie on him, behind him, there's a whole bunch of guys with machine guns telling him what to do. So you got to get rid of the machine guns.
Well, I'm sorry. Just 6 days ago, Israel supposedly moved the yellow line deeper into Gaza, taking over more territory than where they originally established the yellow line. Explain that, please.
Well, the in quotes yellow line incorporates 53% of Gaza, which is under Israel control.
How much?
53%.
Okay. All right.
5-3.
Okay.
And I think Israel should be in control of the whole thing. But anyways, the compromise agreement that they reached in order to get the hostages out was that Israel stays in control of 53% and the Arabs 47%. But the 47% was going to be disarmed. But Israel's the only one capable of doing it. So it was an agreement that was destined to fail. So now the question is what to do from here, and that's the dilemma that President Trump has.
All right. So that was 6 days ago. They moved the line and trying to decide what do we do next. Just within the last 12 hours, out of Cairo comes words that Israeli forces have ordered dozens of Palestinian families in the southern Gaza Strip leave your homes in the first forced evacuation.
Yes, Israel has a policy that when Israeli soldiers get attacked from any Arab village in Gaza, whether it's part of the 53% or not part of the 53%, they basically say, we're not playing this game. You're all going to leave, and we're going to take over the village. That's how they, when you're dealing with professional killers, you have to be tough.
Yeah.
You know, the Middle East is the Wild West. You know, it's like watching a John Wayne movie from, you know, pretending from the 1800s. You got to be tough. I mean, it's not nice, but when people are out to kill you, you can't just sit around and say that they don't really want to kill you. So when they say they want to kill you, you have to move them out.
You believe them. And with the situation with Iran right now and the unrest in Iran, if there is a regime change, what does that do for what's happening in the Gaza Strip area?
Well, Iran is the number one destabilizing factor in the world. They support a worldwide terror organization of 600,000 bad guys, 15 times larger than ISIS or Al-Qaeda. Yeah. They have 300,000 guys with rifles, like Hamas, we were just discussing. They have 100,000 narco-terrorists, like Venezuela. Mm-hmm. And they have 200,000 cultural terrorists managing schools and books and media. So
in our nation, I might add. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. So Iran's days are numbered. I'd be shocked if the criminals running that country are still around in 1 month. And when that happens, Hamas is going to find itself without weapons and money. And that'll help the negotiations tremendously when the Iran, what I call Islamo-Nazi death cult, meets the fate that it deserves.
For all the decades, centuries this has been underway, not every Muslim, not every member of Gaza is hell-bent on jihad against the Jews. But as long as that element exists, is there any peace?
Now you're getting to a key point. If you say 20% of Muslims believe in basically killing Christians, Jews, and Hindus worldwide, the number one victim of those Islamists or jihadis is actually Muslims.
Yeah.
60,000 Muslims are dead in Gaza because of Hamas. Not dead because of Israel, dead because of Hamas. So Israel's actually saving Muslims from the Islamists.
Good point. Kenneth, I want to thank you again for your time. Kenneth Abramovitz, author of The Multi-Front War. We'll book it again, sir.
Yes, and people should look at my website, SaveTheWest.com, and get my article every 2 weeks at complimentary.
You're welcome. And our story behind the story, still to come.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
I've told you how Tom Shaw Realtors can help you buy, sell homes, farms, acreage. Listen to what Tom Shaw Realtors did in 2025. More than 100 properties sold, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can't afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I've been holding out so long. I've been sleeping all alone. Lord, I miss you. I've been hanging on the phone. I've been sleeping all alone. I won't miss you.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
St. Louis's Robertson Aircraft was making gliders here for the war. These films of the gliders were shot later in action. They were throwaway aircraft, used once to get men and equipment behind enemy lines and then abandoned. They would earn a reputation for unpredictability, especially on landings. That day in 1943, it was a chance for St. Louisans to see one of their community's contributions to the war effort.
It was a Sunday, a warm, sunny day. And I was standing on the steps of the administration building facing east. And the tower made an announcement that the glider was to be boarded, and they were to taxi the glider to one of the air runways.
The Normandy invasion was still a year away, and boosting morale on the home front was part of every official's job. Mayor William D. Becker led a group of distinguished passengers for this demonstration flight, leaders of local government and industry. The routine photo assignment was given to Cub photographer Jack Zert.
We did a number of close-up pictures and a few things like that, and then we even went inside the plane and made pictures of the passengers seated on either side of the aisle. And we even asked if we could go up with them. Thought it'd be interesting shooting their expressions and things like that. But they wouldn't allow us to take cameras, so we needed that. So we didn't go.
And by not going, his life was saved. That's a compilation of various sources. So I try to always identify a source for you. I think most of that came from a combination of Channel 5 and Post-Dispatch. So that's the best I can come up with in looking at some of the video. But that is talking about the tragedy that happened at Lambert, killing the St. Louis mayor, William D. Becker. He was the 35th mayor of St. Louis from 1941 till his death, August 1, 1943. Now, the point that was they were after here, the military was involved all across the nation building for World War II. And glider planes were basically exactly that. They had no engine. They had to be towed to an altitude by a powered plane, and then a rope that hooked them would be released by a cable, I should say a rope, more than likely a cable. And when you pull the cable, now you're gliding. You have nothing you can do except catch air currents and hopefully get to your destination safely. My dad was in the glider Army Air Corps. He never talked about it. So I don't know exactly what his duty was, but I know he made probably more than two trips in a glider. The way it was being done during the war with Germany was these gliders would come across without any sound. And that was the idea. You get them close enough, release the cable, they could then float, glide into German territory and land. Now, when I say land, every landing of a glider was a crash landing, basically. Often they did carry troops, in some cases up to maybe 30 or 40. In some cases, a combination of troops, maybe a jeep, maybe munitions, maybe food, trying to get it behind the lines where it would help either the partisans that were helping us or some of our own troops. And then the glider team, if they survived the crash, were to make their way back to the front lines, and they'd probably be assigned, all right, let's do it again. I have flown a glider. I have mentioned to you before, I am currently a multi-engine instrument commercial rated pilot. I think I'm a pretty good pilot. I'm not such a good glider pilot. I'll be the first to admit that. A good friend of mine who for many years was in charge of flight and purchase of planes for Enterprise Leasing was qualified as a glider instructor. He wanted me to go up with him one time in Illinois, which I said, absolutely, I want to go. I want to see what it's like to be up there with nothing, no noise, just the sound of the wind passing by. So we were on a grass strip over in Illinois. The plane begins to tow us down the runway. It gets enough power, lifts off. Then we slowly lift off of the ground. And I think we got to maybe, off the top of my head, I want to say maybe 3,000, 4,000 feet. Could have been a little less or a little more. But apparently the currents were good that day. And you could tell that by some of the buildup of the clouds. As a glider pilot, you're always looking for an updraft. And then you get into it and then try to maneuver to another location. This is very much akin to many who are parachutists that use gliding chutes, not just to jump and land, but to glide with the currents. My problem was I couldn't get the handle of it. I mean, basically, you've just got to keep it on an even keel and find the current. If I had been in that plane by myself, I wouldn't be talking to you today. My friend Rick got us up and down safely. So I get out, we land safely, and based on where we were landing, we didn't have to worry about crashing into trees or being shot down or anything of that nature. No military assets going against us. And then my wife went up. And the worst compliment I've ever heard came from Rick, who is a very skilled pilot, super qualified on numerous jets. He said, she's a better glider pilot than you. Thank you, thank you, Rick. I appreciate that. But I just couldn't get the hang of it, at least that time. Maybe if I'd worked out some more, maybe. But back to what happened in 1943. They were looking for a way to showcase how St. Louis was contributing to the war effort. It was a Sunday afternoon, August 1, 1943, and the aircraft manufacturer, Robertson, was hosting the first public demonstration of the new Waco CG-4 glider built under subcontract by his company. There were a crowd of spectators, and of course, Mayor Becker, Robertson, and other St. Louis luminaries got on the flight because they thought, this will be fun.
The glider was towed into the air by a plane. It would then be released, and the engineless craft would be piloted down for a landing.
It took off and flew quite a distance around, and I made pictures of it flying across, and then it was making a sweep coming back, and I wanted to make another picture.
At that point, the tow was released, the tow line was released, and the glider was on its own. And almost instantly, one of the wings moved up into a 45-degree angle.
Not good.
Well, you don't know something's wrong even when something's wrong. I mean, you're not thinking about something being wrong. The first thing I thought, and I've heard this mentioned several times in tragic episodes from the past, I thought it was part of the act.
And the craft made a nosedive to the ground.
It had no option. It had one wing. The other was folded up against part of the canopy, the body of the plane, the fuselage. It was destined for death for those on board. There is more to the story, behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them, and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
At one point, my heart was in my mouth, and I wasn't thinking about the poor people inside. I was thinking about making a photograph. My heart was in my mouth as a wing turned and pointed directly at me, and I said to myself, well, that's no picture. I got to get it all the way around before it hits the ground. Well, it did make one more spiral, and that's when I shot, and then bang, it was on the ground.
Might have been a sound similar to an explosion. I couldn't see anything because it was farther out on the field. And yet, the tower said that there's nothing else we can do here. Please go home. And people, I think, were in a state of shock for the most part. And began to file out.
The glider had fallen 2,000 feet in a matter of seconds. No time for anyone to use a parachute. The military confiscated and developed all the photographer's film before releasing it to them. Jack Zert's picture was on the front page of the Globe the next morning and printed all over the country and in Life magazine.
During World War II, that CG-4A glider was manufactured in mass. It was used during the Normandy invasion. And St. Louis-based Robertson Aircraft was one of several companies with government contracts. What failed? Obviously, a structural failure with the wing. They did confiscate all the photographer's video at the time and then later released it. The VIPs on board, the St. Louis mayor, a judge, a member of the Chamber of Commerce, and the head of Robertson Aircraft. But as one witness described it, he said, as soon as it left the ground, it went right over the crowd, and I remember distinctly the sound of the glider as it came over, a whistling sound. The wind was coming through it like a whoosh. That's how he described it. And that's why I would describe it when we were in the glider flying when I was up for a training session, learning to fly a glider. And then he said, as soon as the tow line was released, the first thing I remember seeing, the glider made a pitch up, which would be common. You've lost the power. Now you're beginning to accelerate and try to get more altitude. Apparently, that's when the right wing folded, buckled over, and the glider went straight to the ground. There was no explosion, no fire, anything. It had nothing like that on board, no fuel. It hit with a thump. But the men seated inside on bench-type seats, webbing, had no chance. 10 died from that crash, including, as we say, the St. Louis mayor, D. Becker, and William Robertson of Robertson Aircraft, the co-founder of Lambert Field, and St. Louis County Judge Harry Muller, and others. The man said his parents tried to explain what had happened to him. He was only 5 at the time. He said, being at a young age, it was the first tragedy I ever seen. He later, by the way, became a pilot and a design engineer at McDonnell Douglas. But that's the story behind the story of the glider crash that took 10 lives in Missouri in 1943. But, that was not the worst St. Louis air disaster. There was a more recent, many of you might recall. July 23, 1973, the crash of an Ozark Airlines flight 809 that killed 38 of 44 on board the plane when it went in east of the highway from the airport. We'll have another story for behind the story for you tomorrow. Honestly, I don't know which one I want to put in place at this point. I will tell you this. Next week, we're going to do the Obama interview. The last interview I did with the president, and I'll never get a chance for another one. But I'll have that for you later next week. Make sure you're listening. Stand by for our second hour. Another great hour of great information, education. And remember our pledge. One nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.